Okay. Today is Daf Ches. Very challenging Daf. Amud Beis is not easy at all. We are now on Zayin Amud Beis by Esvei. So we just said, we had a machlokes, whether or not when you evaluate the idios of the Mazik, is it his own idios or is it the relative idios of the world? That question is only according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you pay the idios of the Nizik. That's not a Shaila. The only question is according to Rabbi Akiva, when you pay idios, do you pay it from your own, or do you pay it from the world? That was the question. So we said that Rav Ava said that you pay by yourself. You pay your own. Right? Okay. Amalei. The Rav Ava is talking. Rachmana Amar Meitiv Sadehu. Vata Marta B'shal Olam Hin Shaman. You pay yourself. Whatever your own idiot, even if it's worth more or less than the world. Right? Eisvei. We have a question on that. Ainli Ella Idios. If a guy only has idios, that's all he has. Now, there are three types of people that can want money from you. There's your wife on a ksuva. She gets paid ziburis, the cheapest. Then there is a balchov. I owe the guy money. He gets paid mid-level. Then there is a nezikin. I was mazik somebody. That I have to pay him the best. So, ain't li ela idiot. I only have the best. What's the halacha? Kulam government idiots. Everybody gets paid from the best. All you have. Right? That's easy. That's the easy part. You look puzzled. Right? You only have the best. Pay the best. That's all you have. Baininess. If all you have is baininess, all you have is the mid-level. Kulam government baininess. Everybody gets baininess. Right? Your wife, the balchov, the guy you owe money to, and the nezek, the guy you damaged, all get paid the mid-level. Ziburis. If all you have is ziburis, kulam govim. Kulam govim ziburis. Everybody gets that. That's all you have. Right? And the Chiddush of Olam HaFarshim say, you don't have to go buy idiots to pay you don't have to do any of that. Whatever you have, you have. Okay? That's it. It's okay. Well, you can't do better than what you have. Now, hayulo idiot ubeininis viziburis. If you have all three, good. Nizakin beidiot. Ziggy gets idiots. That's the best. Balchov beininis. Balchov gets the mid-level. Uksuvas isha ziburis. The ksuvas isha gets ziburis. Good. That's all easy part. Now it gets hard. Idiots ubeininis. What if only have idiots ubeininis? So, nizikin beidiot. The halacha doesn't change. Nizikin gets the best. Balchov uksuvas isha beininis. The balchov, he's getting what he's supposed to get. Now what's the woman supposed to get? She's not going to get idiots, so she gets beininis. Okay? Now, what if you only have... We still didn't ask the question yet. We're getting to the question. Beininis viziburis. What if you only have beininis and ziburis? Right? So, now, nizakin, you owe a guy money because you broke his window. Ubalchov, and abalchov. The beininis. They both get beininis. That makes sense. What's the nezek supposed to get? He's getting the best you have. Right? That's going to be the kasha. We'll see in a minute. So again, beninis viziburis, nizakin ubalchov, bebeninis, ksuvas isha, and a ksuva gets ziburis. That makes sense. That's what she's supposed to get. Idios viziburis. Idiots, if all you have is the best and the worst, that's all you have. The best and the worst, so nizakin beidios. The nezek, that he gets the best, he's supposed to get the best. Ubalchov, uksuvas isha, viziburis. A balchov, that's a little funny. Why doesn't the balchov get the best? So the Mefarshim explained, because really, a balchov always gets the cheapest. He's supposed to get, Minotauri gets the cheapest. But we didn't want to discourage lending. If I know, if I'm lending you money, and you're going to pay me back in land, I'm going to get the junky land, I'm not going to want to lend you money. So man, it's like, okay, get the mid-level land. That way you'll be encouraged to lend money to people. Very nice. You don't have, we're not going to give you the best. We're not jumping up two steps. That we're not doing. So you get the ziburis. Anyway, Ketani Miha, anyway, Mitzah, in the middle case, the middle case that we just mentioned here, what did it say? It said, Beninis viziburis. Beninis and ziburis. right? Nizakin ubalchov bebeinus. The nezek, that's the best you have. It's the best you have. The nezek and the balchov get beinus. Uksuvas isha biziburis. And Ksuvas isha gets the worst. Here's the question. V'i amrit. If you say, bishalo hein shamin, that we're evaluating based on your, on what you have, right, your best, then tasa beinus shalok idios. And your bet, the best you have, that's your idios. No? That's your idios. The yidche balchov eitzel ziburis. And the balchov should get ziburis. If all you have is beinus, that's your best, that becomes your idios. That's your best you have. If it's the best you have, if it's the best you have, why are we giving the balchov the best you have? As we just said, a balchov really is supposed to get ziburis. The only reason he doesn't is because we want to encourage lending. It's all you have. So give him, listen, if I had more, I'd give you the better. It's all I have. We just said a minute ago, if you have the best and the worst, the balchov gets the worst. So now if you have mid-level and the worst, the balchov should also get the worst. Why? Because the best you have is your idios. So how could you hold that we evaluate it on what you have? It's not true. We evaluate it on the world. That's the kasha on him.
You're asking from the aspect of balchov.
What? Oh, the Chiddush HaRim asked that question. The Chiddush HaRim asked that question. So this is talking about balchov, right? Our rule was about nezek. The Chiddush HaRim asked that exact question. And he answers, he doesn't answer it even. He does answer it, but I didn't understand his answer so much, that the Chazon Ish says, you're right. But since it's all learning one from the other, it's all midoraisa, we're treating it as doraisa, it could learn out one from the other. So the idea that you're right, technically you're right.
Right.
So technically you're right. It's apples and oranges, but lemaisa, it's all the same. Okay. So, says the Gemara, no. Hachav ma'iskinan. You know what's going on here? Kigon shahayshelo idios. You had idios. Umachra, but you sold it. At the time of the damage, I had idios. So he's entitled to that. Now I went ahead and sold it. So that doesn't change the fact that he's entitled to it. He's still entitled to it. Just because you sold it, that's what this whole daf is going to be about. When you sell the land that you really owe people money. So you sold it, right? Right. So, I'm sorry. Hachom ha'eskinen, ha'yselo idiot, you had idiots, umachwa, and you sold it. Therefore, the balchov is only entitled to beinonis. You had idiots. Right, what do we say? A balchov only gets beinonis. So you had idiots. When you lent him the money, you had the idiots. I'm sorry. When you borrowed the money from him, he had idiots. Now it's time to pay back. You don't have any idiots. You sold it a month later. So all he's entitled to is beinonis anyway. So what do you mean? We're going to treat it as if it's idiots. No, you had idiots. You happen to have sold it. Therefore, it's not a kasha. V'chein, Amar of Chista, to go to Chahayisalo idiots umachra. You had idiots, but you sold it. Since he sold it, what do you mean? We're going to treat the beinonis as if it's the best you have. No, you had the best. You had idiots, but you sold it. Okay? Since you sold it, what do you mean we're going to treat the beinonis as idiots? No, he's getting beinonis. That's what a bachov is supposed to get. And that's what he's getting. Okay? Hachinami mistabra, that also makes a lot of sense. Midiktani achwisi, because we have another brisa that says, beinonis viziburis. If you have beinonis as ziburis, right? Beinonis as ziburis, nizikin bebeinonis. That's the best you have. Balchov uksuvas isha biziburis. And a balchov and a ksuvas isha get the cheapest. That's a stira. Because we just started off by saying the Balchov gets the mid-level, and now we're saying the Balchov gets the cheapest. Kashina hadodi. This is a stira. Ella, in order to resolve the stira, lav shmamina, aren't we talking about kan shahayisilo idias umachra? One case, you had idias, but you sold it. Therefore, what does the Balchov get? Mid-level. Beinonis, that's what he's supposed to get. What about idiots? What about, why don't we treat the bein as if it's idiots? No, you had idiots, you sold it. Khan, the second brisa, shalo, hoysalo, idiots, umachra. You did not have idiots to sell. Since you did not have idiots to sell, you didn't have. You didn't have it to sell, therefore, we're going to treat the Beinonis as if it's Taka Idias. And then the Bachov gets to the Ziburis. Okay? So far, so good? Yeah, that was the easy part. Now, the next three words are very, this next line is very hard. The next line says as follows. Rashi makes it hard. V'ibayisema, I'll give you another answer. Now, see what Rashi says? Rashi says, I'm sorry, one more line. Idi v'idi, both cases, the brisa that we started off with, and then the second brisa. Again, the brisa we started off with said that a balchov gets beninus. The second brisa said a balchov gets ziburis. So how did we give an answer? One case was, well, you had idis and sold it. One case was, we didn't have idis and sold it. V'ibayisema, I'll give you another answer. Idi v'idi, both cases, shalohai shaloh idis umachwa. You didn't have idis and sold it. You didn't have idis. You didn't have. How are we going to answer it? We're going to answer it in a second. Look at Rashi. Idi v'idi shalohai shaloh idis. Right? You see the Rashi? It's like the fourth line where the lines get skinny. Idi v'idi shalohai shaloh idis. Both cases, you didn't have idis. Udekule alma, and everybody holds, b'shel olam hein shaman. And really, you evaluate it based on the world. It's the opposite of what we're saying. So the Tosfos and Rashi asks, we never, Ibayis Ema never changes the answer. Never changes the answer. So it's an alternative answer. We're holding that Rav Abba holds, that what? That you evaluate it based on what you own. That's what we hold. And how do we have a theory here, what's going on here? So he answered it. Now, one case is talking about where he did sell the idiots, where he did have idiots and sold it, and one case is talking about where he didn't have idiots and sold it. Ibayis Ema, I'll give you another answer. Rashi comes along and says, no, I'll give you another answer, but we're changing the whole thing. So to get out of that problem, they change the whole girsa gets changed. The whole girsa gets changed. They change the entire Gemara now. So we'll just do it nice and simple. Let's assume not like Rashi, because we're gonna. It's very difficult. Because Ibayis Ema doesn't really mean that ever. Doesn't really mean that we're changing the whole answer. I'll give you another answer, right? That's what an Ibayis Ema really means. You don't like this answer, I'll give you a different answer. So let's just read it as pushed as we can. V'ibayis Ema, I'll give you another answer. Idi v'idi, both cases, both prices. Shelo hoyselo idiyas umachwa. You did not have idiyas and sold it. That's not the case. V'lo kasha, it's still not a problem. Again, the case was, you only have beninus and ziburis. It's all you have. One brisa said, a balchov gets beninus, and one brisa said, a balchov gets ziburis. How do you explain that question? How do you explain that stira? So here's the case that we're going to give the answer. V'lo kasha, it's not a stira. Ha, the second case that held that the balchov gets ziburis, the shavya beninus shalo ki idiyas ba'alma. We treat the beninus you have as if it's idios. Okay? We treat the beninus that you have as if it's idios. Therefore, the beninus becomes the ziburis becomes beninus. Therefore, he's getting beninus. The Khan and the first brisa, the lo shavya beninus shelo k'idiyus ba'alma. We don't treat the beninus that you have as if it's idiots of the world. Therefore, the Balchov only gets beninus, which is the beninus of the rest of the world. Okay, that makes sense? That makes sense, right? That makes sense. Okay? V'ibayis Ema, if you want, I'll give you a third answer. Idi v'idi, both cases are talking about kigon choice of beninus shalo, kibeninus the alma. Both cases hold that the beninus, your beninus, is treated like the beninus of the world. Then what's the machlokas about? Mar Savar, the second case holds Bishalohein Shamin, that we are evaluating it based on you. So since we're evaluating it based on you, you have only Beinus and Ziburis, therefore your Beinus is your best, The Balchov can't get that. He can't get your best. He never gets idios. What does he have to get? He has to get the Ziburis. Umar Savar, and the first case which held that he gets Beinonis, Bishal Olam, Hein Shamin, it's evaluating it on what the world's worth. And the world's worth, that's Beinonis, that is worth Beinonis. Exactly our machlokes. That's exactly the difference between these two prices. Okay? That's answer number two. That's answer number three. Ravina Amar, answer number four. Bidu'ula kamif peligi. They're arguing in the idea of Ula. What's the idea of Ula? The Amar Ula. Ula said, Dvar Torah, Mina Torah, Balchov Biziburis. A Balchov gets the cheapest. How do you know Balchov gets the cheapest, by the way? How do you know? It's a pasuk. Shenamar, because it says, Bechutz Tamod, right? When I lend you, let's say I lend you money, but I don't trust you really. So I ask you for a mashkin. What's the mashkin? You're going to give me your pajamas for a mashkin. So every night I have to give you the pajamas. That's the halacha. So Bechutz Tamod, you stand outside. Va'ish asher ata noshibo yote lecha et ha'avar hachutza. And I'll bring you the mashkin outside. What's the Torah? That's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah is so talking about that the guy's outside. You have to tell me where the guy's standing. And he brings in the mashkin. Outside, everything's outside. Why? So the Gemara says, Ma darko shal adam, lahoti lachutz, pachutz shebekelim. What do people usually give away outside? The junky stuff. That's what's usually given out outside. Ma tam amru, balcho bebeninis. Why did they hold? So why do we say that a balcho gets beninis? Why does a balcho get beninis? We know why, we said it already. We don't want to discourage lending. If I know that if I lend you money, and I'm only going to get back the worst land, I'm not going to want to lend you money. So the Chacham made a takana. Right, the Torah says you can give the junk. Well, you throw outside. The Torah says that. But we know human nature. People won't want to lend money. And therefore, we made it into Beinonis. The Gemara, by the way, in other Masechtas, says the other reasons why it's Beinonis. Because the exact opposite reason. I see you have unbelievable fields. So I'll lend you money. And when you can't pay me back, I'll take the good fields. So no, you're not getting the good fields. You're getting mid-level fields. Don't, right? It's just the opposite reason. Lend money just to get the guy's fields out of him. Other reasons why. Now, Mar. Where are we? Mar. The first case is Leitakanta. The first price holds from that. Therefore, if you have Beinus and Ziburis, the Balchov gets Beinus. That's the rule. The rule is a Balchov gets Beinus. Umar and the second price. So let's lay the takana to Ula. Doesn't hold that takana. Doesn't hold from the takana. Therefore, what does he get? He gets Ziburis. We have resolved all the steerers. Just one question. Everybody asks. Tosfos asks it here. The Rajba asks. Wait a minute. We're trying to prove that when I lend money and I'm collecting land from you, I don't get I get Ziburis. Cheapest land. Right? Where am I learning that out from? From a case of metaltolin. Didn't we say yesterday that all metaltolin is considered metav? Because there's always a market for it? What's going on here? The source for the din that you get Ziburis for land is from a case of metaltolin, where we said yesterday there is no Ziburis? That makes sense? The answer is the same answer we gave before Simcha. Even though it's apples and oranges, right? Even though it's true, that the Tosa says, even though it's true that there is always metaltolin, it's always considered metav, we all know deep down in our hearts that really there's a difference between certain kinds of metaltolin. Some metaltolin is still better than others. Right? We all know that that's true. Right? We said yesterday, even cat food, someone's going to buy it. Right? So I can pay you back in cat food. Even though that's true, people would rather have diamonds than cat food. There's no question about that. Right? No question about that. So, even though metaltolin is all considered metav, some metav is better than others. Right? We all know that that's true. Since that's true, same thing with land. Since when it comes to metaltolin, you're going to bring out the cheap, what are you going to give for a mashkin? The cheapest thing you can get away with. So too, when it comes to land, to compare it to land, you can give the cheapest land. And then, that's Minat Torah, and the Chacham said, give a little better, because we don't want to discourage lending. Okay? Very good? Okay. And now the Gemara gets hard. Tana Rabbanan, here we go. The Braisa says as follows. Machar le'echad o l'shlosha b'nei Adam ke'echad. Reuven owns land. He also owes money to people. What does Reuven do? He sells all his land to Shimon. Now, Reuven has a wife. Reuven has a balchov. And Reuven owes money because he broke somebody's window. Reuven has it all. He owes a lot of money to people. He owes a ksuva. He owes everything. What does he do? He sells all his land. Machar le'echad. He sells it to one person. Or l'shlosha b'nei Adam. Or to three different people. Ke'echad. All in one day. Just by the two dots on Chesam and Aleph. All in one day. He sells everything in one day. Kulam nichnesu tachas habaylum. The halacha is, all his nechassim take his place. In other words, Reuven owed money. How is he going to pay all this money? He was going to pay it with the land he owns. He goes ahead and tells all his land to Shimon. Now what? Now, Shimon's land that he bought from Reuven will satisfy all this debt. That we all know. We know this rule. Land has a lien. When you're selling it to Shimon, Shimon can't be a fool. Shimon has to know he's buying it subject to a wife, Tsuva, right? And a Balchov. Oh, Shimon has to know all that. So when Shimon buys it, it's no secret that if Reuven owes money to people, those people are going to knock on Shimon's door, take the field away from Shimon. No secret. Okay? Simple case. Two cases here. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the two cases? Machar le'echad, you sell it to one person. Oh, l'shlosha b'nei adam ke'echad, to three people. What does it mean, ke'echad? It means on the same day. You sell it to three different people on the same day. So if you sell it to three different people on the same day, of course if you sell it to one person on the same day, right? You sell it to three different people on the same day. Kulam nechnesu tachas habaylum. It all becomes subject to the owner. Okay? Look at the Tosfos of kulam nechnesu. Ah, dim tomar v'anezikin milva al peh ninu. But a nezikin is a milva al peh. Right? Nezikin is milva al peh. Why? That's not a shtar. I broke your window. So I owe you money. How is that a shtar? We know that a lien only attaches when something's in writing. Because then we say that the people know about it. So I broke your window. How do you know? How does Shimon know that Reuven broke Yaakov's window? Right? Let's toss this question. You can't collect from land on a milval peh. How's the guy supposed to know about that? Tosfos gives two answers. V'yesh lomar, d'kish amar b'din. No, it was already a judgment against you. The judgment's filed in court. That's like a milva b'shtar. The judgment was already against you. K'milva b'shtar damya, k'davar b'agoz al basra. Like we're going to say later on. U'bekam aduchten, many places in Shas. Inami or milva haksuva b'torah, k'ksuva b'shtar damya v'chayim. No, the Torah says that when you break somebody's window, you have to pay. That's like a shtar. You hear this? The Rashi gives a third answer, similar answer. He says when you break somebody's window, everybody knows about it. That's a big, big news. Somebody, hey, what happened? Reuven broke Yaakov's window. Everybody knows about it. When Shimon buys land, he knows Reuven's coming for the money. He knows. So therefore, it's okay. Okay? Now, what if b'zeh achar zeh? What if you sold the land on one after the other? B'zeh achar zeh? Then kulam govim in achron. You have to go, the halacha is, you have to go to the last land. Right? So you sold land Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now these three people, who are the three people? An Isha, a Bachov, and a Nezek, right? A Nizak, a victim, all come. Where do they go? They have to go to Wednesday's land. And Tosfos points out, even if it's Ziburis, they have to all go to Wednesday's land. Now, Elo, if the Wednesday's guy, there isn't enough to go around to all these three people, then go over Mishalafanov. They can go to Tuesday's guy. Ain lo, there isn't enough, go over Mishalafanov. They can go to Monday's guy. Okay? That's how it works. The freest land goes first, then the earlier land, then the earliest land. Okay? The rationale for that is because on Monday, when Reuven sold land to Shimon,
that land wasn't
what?
That land wasn't encumbered.
When Reuven sold land to Shimon, Reuven had other land still. That land was not encumbered. That land was going to be satisfied debt. Now on Tuesday he sold more land to Levi. Now the Isha could go to Levi. I'm sorry, the Isha could still go back, could still land by Reuven. Now Reuven sold land to Yisachar on Wednesday. Reuven has no more land. It's all been sold to everybody. Now, where does the Isha go? He goes to Yisachar. She goes to Yisachar. Right? A Baal Chov is owed money. First, he goes to Yisachar. There's no land there. He goes backwards. It keeps going backwards. Okay, that's the rationale. And again, the halacha is you always have to go to free land, even if it's worse than what was sold. So if the owner sells idios, but he still has Zeburis in his possession, you're only going to collect from Zeburis. You're not allowed to say, well, you sold the idios. You're not allowed to say that. Why? Because he doesn't have it anymore. You have to go to him. Okay.
What? Can you explain again?
Yeah.
You didn't say this, but why are you collecting from the land instead of collecting from what you got paid for the land?
Because you... What?
You must spend that, obviously.
Right, because you can't collect from cash. He doesn't have it.
Who collects from cash?
There must be he doesn't have the cash. We don't know where it is. So we're going to go after land. So... Now, the Gemara asks the following question. What's the case we start off by saying? If we sold it to one person, or you sold it to three people. What's the case of selling it to one person? If he sold it all your land at one shot. Hashta, we just said, l'shlosha. Hashta, l'shlosha, the ikala meimar, chad menaihu kadim. In the case where you sold it to three different people. Where it's possible. For Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, it's possible for one of them to say, what are you coming to me for? I bought it before them. There's no date on the shtar, it's all the same date. Well, it doesn't say 9 a.m., 12 p.m., 2 p.m., it doesn't say that on the shtar. It's all the same date. It all says Rosh Chodesh Tevis. It's all the same date. It doesn't say what time. It says theoretically, each person could say, what are you coming to me for? I bought it before them. Go to them. Then later, what's the halacha? You don't say that. So if there's three people, where it's possible theoretically to say, I bought it first, Amarta, Kul Mechuzdachas Abaylim, we don't say that. What do we say? All three are equally liable. So then, Machon Echad Bibaya. I need to tell me that if one person bought all the land, of course they're all liable. If three people bought it, then they're all liable equally. So for sure, if one person bought it, they're all liable equally. That can't be what the Gemara is talking about. That price, El Pshita, obviously, Bezeacharzeh. That the one person bought land consecutively. One person bought land consecutively. Umayshna, Shlosha, Dechol Chad V'chad, Amalei, Hanachtali Makom L'Gavos Mimenu. So too, if you sell it to three different people on three different days, each person could say, I left over land by the guy. I didn't clean him out. I didn't buy all of Reuven's possessions. I left you. Balchov, go to Reuven. I left you land. What do you want from me? I'm allowed to buy land from Reuven. He owed you money. I left land to go take. Go take that land. Hainami, here too, when one person buys land, akol chad v'chad, lemale. Why can't he say, on each land, hanachti l'chamakom l'gavos bimenu. I left you over land. Why is it that when one person buys land, all his land is equal? Why? We just said that he buys the land on three consecutive days. So why should he be worse than three different people? When Reuven buys land on Monday, and then the Bachov says, Shimon buys Reuven's land on Monday. The Bachov knocks on Shimon's door and says, give me the land, Reuven owed me money. So what do you mean? Go to Reuven. He's got land there. So why can't one person say the same thing? I bought land on Monday, then I bought more on Tuesday, then I bought more on Wednesday. So the halacha is, the Braisa said, all the land is equally indebted. Why should that be? Why should it be equally indebted? Let the Baal Chov say, let the guy, Shimon, who bought all the land say to the Baal Chov, what do you mean? You want land? I'll give you the land I bought on Wednesday. Right? I'll give you the land I bought on Wednesday. That's the last land I bought. You're not entitled to everything. So the Gemara says, "Hachu ma'iskinan." You know what the case is? No, he got shlachach idiot bachrona. He bought the idiot last. He bought the idiot last. So therefore, everybody's collecting the idiot. Why? It's the last thing he bought. V'chei namar of sheshes, he got shlachach idiot bachrona. He bought the idiot last. So why? Then go. Let's go back. It says, "Tana rabanan, machru le'echad al shlosh shabedim ke'echad. Kula nichnu zubat tachas abaylo." Everybody's equal. Why is everybody equal? Because he bought last. He bought the idiot last. Right? When you go back to the two dots, Tadar Abadav, Machal Le'echad. What does that mean, those two words, Machal Le'echad? It means you sold it to one person on three consecutive days, and he bought the idiot's last. So that's the last available. Right? Ihachi, if that's true, Lesu kulo vulugabu miidius. Then why can't everybody collect? Everybody should be able to collect idius. So why is it all equal? It should be the Brisa should say if that happens, everybody collects idius. So now this is a very difficult concept. The answer is mishum de amar lahu, because the buyer Shimon, who bought all of Reuven's land, will say to Reuven's wife, "E shakisu, if you, Mrs. Reuven, are going to remain quiet, v'shaklisu kidenaychu, and take what you're entitled to take. What's that? That's ziburis. That's ziburis. You're entitled, lady, to ziburis. I bought idiots last. Now you want my idiots? No. You take the ziburis. If you don't take the ziburis." You take the Zeburis that you're supposed to take. In a normal world, you get Zeburis. He tells the Balchov, you take the Baininus. I bought the idiots last, I'm telling you to take the Baininus. The Elo, and if you don't take the Baininus, Mahadrona Shtara, the Zeburis, Lamare, I will sell the Zeburis back to Reuven. Vishaklisu Kulchu Mizeburis, and you'll be stuck taking Zeburis. Take the Zeburis for me. So anyway, if I sell it back to him, what's going to happen? If I sell it back to him, it's all he has. And the halacha is, you must first go to the Reuven before you can come to anybody else. Even if he sold better land. Why? Because Reuven still has land. We're going to say on Amud Beis, that's exactly why people will buy idiots from people. I'd rather buy the idiots, because then I know I'm going to save it. It'll stick with me. Right? Because he has to go to Reuven first. So if you don't take the Zeburis now, sell them back to Reuven. And then you'll be stuck with Zeburis. So you know what? If that's going to happen, take the Zeburis from me. I know I owe it to you. I know the halacha. The halacha is that a Baal Chov can come back to me, to the buyer. So good, so come to me. I bought idiots less. So what? I'm going to give you the Zeburis. If you don't take the Zeburis, I'll sell it back to Reuven. Then you have to go back to Reuven. Get the Zeburis from Reuven. What? That's a kasha. That's a kasha. Who said Reuven's going to buy it? You'll maybe back it to him against his will. So that's a Lamaisa. What's going on here? I don't know. Now, if that's true, that the guy could say this, then b'nezikin nami name ahachi. Then why can't he say the same thing to the nizik? I know the halacha. The halacha is that idius pays from, that nizik pays idius, and I bought idius last, but you know what, Mr. Nizik? I know you're a victim. I know he broke your window. And I know that I have to pay you the idius. But take the ziburis, because if you don't, I'm going to sell the ziburis back to Reuven. That's all he's going to have, and then he's going to give you ziburis. Since that kasha is so strong, we're going to rechange the whole answer. We're going to rechange the whole case. El, you know what the case is? Hachol Mayaskinan Bidiyasmi. No, you know what happened here? Reuven sold all his land to other people, and then Reuven died. So Reuven's children don't have a chiyuv to pay back Reuven's debts. So what's Shimon going to say to the wife? If you don't take the Zeburis, I'm going to sell it back to Reuven. No, Reuven's dead. I'm going to sell it back to Reuven's children. There's no such halacha like that. So therefore, you hear the case simcha. Reuven sold all his land to Shimon. Now Reuven's wife comes and says, "No, where's my, I want idiots. He bought idiots last, right? What's Reuven going to say? Take the Zeburis, otherwise I'll sell it back to Reuven. Reuven's dead already. Who's Reuven's children? Reuven's children have no chiyuv to buy it back. They don't have to take care of their father's debts. Therefore, we can't give that answer." So therefore, b'diyasmi, d'lav b'nei pro ninu. Those children don't have to buy it back. They can't be forced to buy it back. How that buying back works, we don't know. Well, however it works, it doesn't work for you, tell him. V'shibud delay olei didei ramya. The shibud rests with Shimon. Shimon's stuck. It rests with Shimon. Shimon's the buyer. All the land is indebted, and Shimon has no way to get out of it. Hilkach, therefore, lekalamei mahachi. He can't have nothing to say. Right? Fine. So we're stuck down with a question. Then how is it possible? We started off by saying, So we're left with a question. What's the question that we're left with? The question that we're left with is, why is it that the taka don't take idiots? What did it say? It said, what did the Brisa say? That when you owe money, when you buy land from Reuven, all the land is equally indebted. That shouldn't be true. It should be, the last land should be indebted.
But the guy died,
right,
and the children who's directly related are not even obligated to pay from their land,
right,
why some stranger just who bought the land now has to pay from
because when you buy land, you're buying it with knowledge and notice that if Reuven owes money, they're going to take this land away from you.
Now he's dead.
Well, even when he's dead, it's a lien. It's a lien.
Doing a title search.
Yeah, they're doing a title search. Exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. So there's a heter. We're going to learn more in depth later on in Shas. That Yitzhak will have an out. The Yitzhak will have an out. They're not responsible for the father's business dealings. They have an out. So we're back to the question. The question is, then why is it that when Shimon buys all this land from Reuven, right, it should, the halacha should be, that all these people that are owed money should be getting idiots. That's not what the Bryce has said. The Bryce said it's all equally paid. Why is it all equally paid? It should be the last land bought. Right? That's what it should be. Ella, Mishum da Amalahu. You know what the answer is? Because this person, Shimon, is going to say, Time of my Amar Rabbanan, Ein Nifar Min Chasim Mishavad, Demirakim Shesh Bnei Chorin. Why did the Chacham make up this rule? What's the rule? That you can't collect from a buyer if the original owner still owns land. Why is there such a rule like that? Well, who made up that rule? The Chachamim. Why did they make up that rule? They made up that rule to protect buyers. Like Shimon. Takanta Didi. They made it for me. Right? They made it for a guy like Shimon. Why should I be stuck paying Reuven's bill when Reuven has land? Why should that be? Why should I be stuck? That's what you're saying. So if Reuven has land, what do you want from me? Go to Reuven. Reuven's what owes the money. I don't know the money. I bought land from Reuven. Fine. If Reuven has no land, I know I'm buying it with notice. I'm going to have to give it back. Fine. But Reuven has land. So go bother Reuven. So why was this takana made? It was takana was meant for me. But here, the takana is hurting me. Why is it hurting me? Because I have to give the idiots back. I don't want to give the idiots back. I want to give the zeburas back. Right? So the halacha is, you're allowed to say, I don't want that takana to apply to me. Such a concept. Ana. Baha takanta lo nichali, that the takana is hurting me. Therefore, kidirava, the amar rava, kala omer, anyone says, I efshi b'takana sachamim. I don't want the takana to apply to me. It's only hurting me in this case. It's a very unusual case. Where you bought all the land from somebody, consecutively, and you bought the idiots last. So that takana hurts you. Kigonzu, like another case, we're going to say in a second, shomenlo, we listen to you. My kigonzu, what's another case? Kid Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Yichol Isha Tamar. A woman could say, Labayal to her husband, any of these owners, don't support me. The takana is, you have to support me, and I have to give you my siyadayim. Yeah, but I'm a big fancy CEO. The wife said, I don't leave your pennies. So don't support me. And then, for any osa, I don't have to chip into the family pot and give you my salary. Why? Because my salary is triple your salary. So she was allowed to say that. The whole reason why there's a takana for support is because we don't want her to go hungry. So what kind of takana is this? I'm richer than him. I don't need this takana. So she's allowed to say that. So to hear, the whole takana of going last is to protect the buyer. But the buyer says, but in this case it's hurting me. Why is it hurting me? Because it's making me pay the idiots. I don't want to pay the idiots. I don't want this takana to apply to me. Therefore he can pay the other ones. And that's what the b'risa means when it says it's all equal. Okay? That was not easy. That was not easy. That's the hardest. Now it gets a little easier. We have 5 minutes. Pshita, it's obvious. Machalokeach beninis viziburis. Reuven, Shimon buys from Reuven beninis and ziburis. The idiots he doesn't buy. The shire idiots lefanov, and he leaves over the idiots. Lesu kulhu v'legabe mi idiots. Everybody can go now and collect the idiots. The wife, the balchov, they all go to Reuven. Why? Because Reuven has land. He sold the cheaper stuff that I normally would give to the wife. Too bad, that's halacha. It all goes to Reuven. Da achronahi, because that's last. Okay? Ubeninis viziburis, the beninis and the viziburis that Shimon owns, lesnahu gabayu. That can't be collected. The mati lumemaluhu, because he could say, gavu, I'm sorry. One second. Right, I'm sorry. Let's start over. Pshita. Machalokeach bans viziburis. He sold bans viziburis. Vashir idiots lefonov. He left over the idiots. I'm sorry. Lesu kulu v'legabe be idiots. Taha achronahi. Right, what that means, he can't. Right? I'm sorry, he could. They all go to the owner and take the idius, right? The achronahi, because it's the last available. The beinus viziburis lesnu gabei. There is no beinus and ziburis left. Dimotzi lememalahu, which would enable him to say, gavu mi beinus viziburis, take the beinus and ziburis, de lo lichli b'dekanta b'derabanan, because I don't want that takana. There is no land for him to say such a thing. Therefore, where's the money? That's obvious. It's an obvious case. If the Reuven sells Beinus and Ziburis and keeps over the idiots, everybody runs against the idiots. Why? It's the only thing left. The Shaila is, here's the Shaila. The Shaila is, Aval Machar idiots. What if you only sold idiots? Vishiar Beinus Viziburis. And you left over the Beinus and the Ziburis. Now, Mai. Now what's the halacha? Okay? You sold the idius to Shimon, you kept the banis and ziburis to yourself, along comes the nizik, where could he go?
Banis.
What?
We discussed it already.
So Savra Abai Lamemar, Asu Kulu Gavuma idius. He could collect from the idius. You hear this? From everyone. The idius. Amalei Rava, what are you talking about? When Reuven sold to Shani the whole zechus, the kivon, what did Reuven sell to Shani? To Shimon? He sold him every zechus that can be gotten in that land. Every zechus. Even the zechus of saying, take my, I don't want the takana. That's what we're going to say. The kivon to eat, 1 second. Amalei Rava, ma machar Rishon l'Shani, what did the Rishon sell to the Shani? Kol zechus shetavu liyado. Whatever zechus he had, he sold to the Shani. V'kivon the ilu asa gabi lokeach Rishon. Had you gone to the first buyer, Matzi Amalahu, he could say, mi beinus viziburis, take from the beinus viziburis, afal pi, dechizavni habeinus viziburis. And even if he sells it, akati idis b'necharen havi, there's still idis available, v'einifrar minchasim yishavadim kolzman de'ikka b'necharen, even though we have a halacha, that you can't collect open land from another buyer. If there's open land, Matzi Amale, he could say, lo nichli b'ay takana, I don't want that takana. Halokeach Shani. So the second buyer, same story. Nami Matzi Amale, he could say, gabi beinis viziburis, d'chi zavin, halokeach Shani. When the second buyer buys the idias, adaita d'kol zechusa d'havile rishon begave zavin. I bought it all. We're just saying, it's a lot of words to say a very simple idea. Rava says, how could you think that a second buyer can be forced to give away his idias when the first buyer still has the beinis and the ziburis? Right? Like, what's a buyer talking about? Right? Again, Reuven sold idias to Shimon.
It's very simple because
it's still there.
It's still there.
We said a lot of words, but it's the same idea. Right? It's all there. Amar Rava. Rava says, Reuven shemachar kol sadosa for Shimon. If Reuven sells everything he owns to Shimon, v'halach Shimon, and then Shimon goes ahead, umachar sada achas Levi, and sells one land to Levi. What land does he sell? We're going to say it's Beninus. Ba balchov de Reuven. Then Reuven's balchov comes. Ratza mizegove, ratza mizegove. Reuven now, Reuven's balchov can collect from either Shimon or Levi. That's when there's a choice. When Shimon goes ahead and sells it to Levi. Why? V'lo amoran, ela de zavan beinus. It's only true if he sold beinus. Aval zavan idias viziburis, but if he sold idias viziburis, lo. No way. De amalei, because Levi could say, l'chachi daiki vizavini. That's why I specifically bought, I was specific with what I bought. Idias viziburis. You know why? Ahar de lachadilach. You can't touch that land. You're only entitled to beinus. Vafilu, Vafilu zavan beinus namelo moran. Even if he was a beinus, it's only true. Ella delo shire beinus dechavase. We didn't leave over beinus. Delo matzi amale hinach dilecha makom lagabi Shimon. I didn't leave over anything. Aval shire beinus dechavase gabi Shimon. But if Levi left over beinus by Shimon, lo gabi mine, he would not be able to collect it. De matzi amale, because he could say to him, hinach dilecha makom ligvos mimenu. I left over space for you by Shimon. I know this was not an easy daf at all. It was very, very difficult. You review it one or two times if you have a chance. It'll be a lot clearer. And tomorrow we'll continue. Everybody have a good day.